Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk to you about what just happened on Fox and Friends. You know, we just came through Easter, a wonderful Resurrection Sunday, as we celebrated Jesus Christ and all that he's done for us, particularly dying on the cross and just forgiving us of all of our sins. But on Good Friday, they aired this program with Lauren Green. She is the faith anchor. And, you know, we talk about a time and a season where in the near future, we believe, because of the great awakening that's coming to this country, that we're going to be talking about Jesus on every single platform, almost 24 hours, 7 days a week. We want the name of Jesus to be glorified. Well, I think they did such an amazing job at sharing the Lord and the gospel. I want you to watch this.
Christians all around the world are commemorating the crucifixion today, the death of Jesus Christ. But what does Good Friday mean for Christians and for their faith? Here to explain the history and the significance of this day is Fox News Chief Religion Correspondent Lauren Green. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, and happy Good Friday, although I have a hard time saying happy Good Friday, but we understand that this is a day of mourning. This is the day that Jesus died on the cross and that he was crucified. He walked through with carrying his cross and suffered a very excruciating death.
And on a difficult day like this, you know, Christians around the world right now, some being killed, targeted, persecuted, you know, for them and for even Christians in this country, what's the takeaway from Good Friday?
Well, the Good Friday is the understanding that out of this excruciating pain, out of this bad, what they thought was bad, came this incredible good. And that's why we call it Good Friday, because we as Christians know we're on the other side of the resurrection. We understand what this leads up to. But put yourself back in the first century when you followed this man you thought was incredibly good, who was the Messiah, who was going to be the salvation for not just Israel, but perhaps the world, and he died. And then your attitude is, well, it's another failed Messiah, it's another failed leader. And so they went into hiding. But we know that there was something to come after that, and God's plan was something so much greater than we could ever have. It's like the idea, out of your tears becomes your blessing.
Yeah, and we can relate to that. Every American, every human being can relate to that. You can have the worst day of your life, and then a few days later, things can turn around, or a year later. And so, and I think we can apply this. I mean, it was the worst day for Jesus Christ. And I know, by the grace of God, we won't, most of us will never have to experience a death like that. But 3 days later, that's the reason for Christianity, when
that
he was resurrected.
And the thing about it is, this is why it's so important, because Christianity has unique truth claims. It is the only religion where its founder claims to have been God, right? God in the flesh. Buddha did not make these claims. Muhammad did not make these claims. So this is why when the secular world and non-Christians are confronted with Christianity, they have a conflict, because the secular world wants to believe that all religions kind of are the same, that they worship the same God, and Christianity is saying, no, Jesus is God. So even Muslims have to say, we have to say that Muslims don't even worship the same deity, because they don't believe Jesus was divine. And they thought he was just a great prophet and, you know, mistaken about his divine nature.
And that's why this is the holiest weekend, Good Friday leading to Easter, is that the difference is the ability to defeat death. If you can, if you can't defeat, you can defeat other things on earth, but defeat death can never be defeated, and taxes. But
we're still working on the taxes.
We're still working on taxes, but that ability is what changed the game.
Well, this is exactly it. One of the things that what minister said, you know, God gave Satan just enough rope to hang himself, you know, by death, which is what's Satan entered into the world. By death, death was defeated. And this is what the Orthodox chant is on Easter. They say, Christos Anesti, Christ has risen. By death, he defeated death. And this is the claim of Christianity, that God himself took the wrath of his own judgment to bring us closer to him. Instead of us suffering the death, he suffered the death, and thereby bridging the gap that existed between us. It's
what
a very cosmic idea.
What's your message to the naysayers, the ones that say, if there is a God, how can Christians be persecuted?
Because God gives us free will, and this brokenness that's in the world has been here since the beginning of time. This is the lesson, the wisdom from the Garden of Eden, that there's a brokenness in this world, and so God himself has repaired this brokenness. We still have the free will to obey him or not. To be under his grace or not. And this is why we see so much terror in the world. One of the greatest conflicts, one of the greatest challenges to Christianity, yes, the persecution that you get in Muslim-majority countries, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is to deny the divinity of Christ. That's one of the greatest challenges and conflicts for Christianity, for Christians, because if Jesus is just a nice guy, a teacher of love, then there's no Christianity.
Sure. You know, that's the whole premise.
That's the whole premise.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a scripture, take heart, I have overcome the world. So we will experience bad days, but he has overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Love
Happy
that.
Easter. Thank you very much.
Happy Easter,
Happy Easter, indeed.
Praise God.
How
Listen,
powerful
the gospel
is, that?
Yes. is going forth on Fox News. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And it's such a clear presentation. Listen, Jesus conquered hell, death, and the grave.
Yeah.
Yes, he is risen. You know, we don't just have to talk about Jesus' victory on Easter. Yes. Easter has passed, but we want to continue to celebrate mm-hmm. all that the Lord's done. And I thought, what an amazing platform to be able to do that. You know, we're on talking to you on TV today, but you're going to be seeing this more and more and more. There's so many different encouraging things that are happening all around the world, but we're seeing an openness to talk about Jesus like never before.
Yeah. And that's exciting, too, because she brings that clarity to understanding the fact that that's what separates Christians from any other person that, or any other religion that sets themselves as knowing God, was that Jesus is God in the flesh. And when you hear her say that Jesus overcame death through death, is that he died that life, or when he died, after he lived a sinless life, he says, death has no sting.
Yes.
Death, where is your sting? When we die, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And it's exciting because, you know, what I hear her saying, you know, as she's asking about persecution and what do we say about all that, and it reminds me, in that moment, the day when Jesus was to be crucified, he stood before Pontius Pilate and said, my kingdom is not of this world. Persecution is always going to, you know, seem to be overcoming if we live entirely for this life. But
Absolutely.
When we understand that Jesus offers us eternal life,
yeah.
It doesn't matter the persecution that we receive, because we know that eventually we're going to be with the Lord forever.
Listen, this is so encouraging, because a lot of times people focus on this one
yeah.
singular event, which is awesome. You know, the pinnacle moment is of all of history
yeah.
is Jesus dying on the cross, but he resurrected. He came back. Everyone who dies mm-hmm. dies, but Jesus came back and he lives and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And we talk about that one moment, but we often fail to recognize that he had to be made ready to be the sacrifice. He lived 33 years of spotless, sinless life to be worthy to be our sacrifice. And just want to encourage you, if you're watching today and you haven't met Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you can do that today. Today's the best day to give your life fully to the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.